They're here for the American dream, but they've given us the American nightmare. Our beloved son, Jamil Shah II, was brutally murdered by an illegal alien gangbanger. Our government wants to protect the illegals, but who's going to protect the Americans and the legal immigrants? We are, with Jamil's Law. Log on to jamilslaw.com, J-A-M-I-E-L-S-law.com. Together, yes, we can deport illegal alien gangs out of the USA.
Here they come, the legals, they're coming.
That was wrong, what happened to Jamil Shah? How many Americans must fall? You better stand up and heed the call before the same thing happens to one of y'all. That was wrong, what happened to Jamil Shah? How many Americans must fall? You better stand up and heed the call before the same thing happens to one of y'all. My neighborhood is changing, not for the best.
Not for the best.
People looking different, not like the rest.
Not like the rest.
Come in peace, that's what they say.
What they say.
But don't get in their motherfucking way. They're taking LA back, starting with the black.
Come with the black.
I've been through that already, so, you know, they ain't started with the black. They finishing with the white people. So, what do you call that? Collateral damage. They don't care about black people. Especially the Democrats, they don't give a shit. You can tell they don't care because every time something goes wrong in the Republican Party, they claim everybody's racist, everybody's skinheads, everybody's white supremacists. Millions of black people are Republicans. Millions of Latinos. Millions of Asians. Everybody, Republican Party. Something goes down. First thing they say is white supremacy, and they ignore all the. You could tell them 100 times. You know, I'm black. I was there. They don't give a hell. I was about to say something else, but you know, it's. They don't care. George Gascon, he don't give a damn about nothing. They care about the violent people, but they don't care about them. They want them to extinguish us. They want all the crazy people, you know, then they can't control us. That's how they think. If they let them all loose on, they're going to cause damage. They're going to steal your money. You know, just today I heard that there was some, you know, over at the Coliseum, they had. I heard today that this guy on the radio was talking. He said his friend went down to people. I guess they were white people. I'm just guessing. And they were white people. And he said all of them got robbed for their wallets. And just took everything from them because they were white down that part of town. I knew that was a bad idea having it down there because they didn't. You know, those people down there, it's like they're parasites now. You're there for me to eat off of, or a parasite or something like that. It's all designed for that. It's all white people are in a hell of a situation because they're training. You can just think of all this critical race theory bullshit and all. Falling through the gaps and his parents ain't saying nothing. They just letting them go to school and being indoctrinated up the yang yang. Just enough from the other batches that grew up. Just think of this batch. They're going to be violent as hell. If you're white, I guarantee you history, some people are going to look back and say, damn, he was right, or somebody else probably said it too, that white people are going to be slaves. Guns, they're going to figure out every way to get guns. That's why they don't want the ghost guns. It ain't because of the gangs. They don't want the ghost guns. If they can control the technology and how to make it, you know. But eventually, everybody's going to have one. That's why they. How are you going to put a ghost gun on somebody? All you got to do is just, if you do make it, to make the damn thing, you got to make it. You know, DNA, because that's all they care about. You know, I mean, DNA, they so good at that shit now, you can't break that crime. If you was anywhere near it, you can just imagine all the people who are in jail right now because they was there one time. Their DNA is there. How long ago they was there, whatever. Some people probably get out, some people don't. They're going to make everybody slaves, black, whites, especially white people. But they have collateral damage. The sympathetic black, the Mexican Republicans, the Asian, they're going to separate everybody. They're going to cause a civil war, not from races, just from Democrats think they can bully everybody because they got the power right now. And you see how they're doing it. You see the guy Macron, Trudeau, Biden, all the mayors, and now they're bringing in Karen Bass to be the mayor of L.A. Don't expect shit. Just want to get you some guns while you got a chance. Get a good slingshot, even anything. Because they want you to, and they're going to let all the crazies out on you. Shut up, they try to kill that Jewish guy. He's already out. Because they don't care. They don't care because they know they're going to talk. So they let him out, and then they'll indoctrinate him. You know, he'll go to court. And they'll think of something if they somebody, these people got to just start disinvesting. Don't put your money in no banks because you know they're going to take it. First chance they get, put it now. What they're doing right there, you got to go back to the old days. Leave your money in the house, put you a safe in the backyard, in the garage, on the. That's it. You can't leave it in the house because they're going to come in and get it. You got to put it safe. You got to hide it. Almost hide it from yourself down there. So they come and you have to kill people. You have to kill people. You have to have serious security bars and shutters and all kind of shit. These district attorneys who are letting everybody out of jail, that's not no mistake. That ain't no accident. They know what they're doing. They know what they're doing. They sequester everybody. They sequester my ass so much that I don't even know what the hell is going on sometimes. Don't know what the hell is going on. You know, I seriously don't know what the hell is going on. I don't know if my word gets out. I got a radio show. I actually have thousands of listeners. Sometimes I look at the screen. Zero. It's like nobody in the chat line, nobody on the phone, 100% canceled. Like, you know, I guess they want me to stop. But at the same time, everything I do, they mess it up. All of them got squashed because my internet was down. I couldn't use my Skype. I was to the point where everything is there, and they complain about, oh, everybody's sequestering all that, but everything is on the damn computer. You can't get around the computer. Everybody, if you get a few people that's on the different websites that you can go to, but you can't get to. You know, no matter what you do, they have taken total control of your life. Indie Queen B6 or H6. Yeah, they have taken full control. They don't care about your family being dead, your mother, your father, your babies. They could give a damn about that. What they care about is that all the... Why else would you let everybody out of jail or try to keep all these violent-ass people free? Because for some reason, the liberals think these crazy people are just going to hurt Republicans or conservative people. Because we know what's going on. Just the other day, I heard a lady saying that her daughter was murdered. 16 years old, somebody... they were at a birthday party, and somebody shot the house up, and killed her daughter. That was, I voted for Joe Biden, you know, and that part there is sad, but at the same time, it sort of expressed myself properly, because back when my son was dead in 2008, and when I started complaining about everything, put it this way, one of the main things that I noticed is that if you complain, would make it seem like it's sort of hard to talk like that, but put it like, I could say it without feeling guilty. Years ago, I met a family, and their son was murdered at a golden sitting inside eating him and his girlfriend, and some guys came in, where you from, all that kind of shit, and shot him in the chest. I heard he crawled. Crawling too, I guess he was just, I don't know, just instinct. He was crawling, trying to get somewhere, and of course he fell. He laid down. It's always wondered, what did people do when they started hearing about all the crime? Living in L.A., then you heard about it, and it was a big deal, right? So I was always wondering, what were people doing after they heard my son was murdered? Alien, gang, crimes, all that bullshit all hooked up in there. And my thing was, you know, and I always want to meet people. What was you doing when you heard about the shit? You know, I got sort of caught off guard. It was shit going on, but I had no idea. My son was killed. Everybody knew that this shit is jacked up out here, right? So I invited him over to the house. I wanted to talk to him. I was curious, were they saying, screw Jamil Shaw, because, you know, a lot of people will screw you. I remember, you know, not to my face, immune to it, but you don't even give a damn no more. It's like, yeah, what else is new? So people used to always say, I'm being used by the white man, used by this person, been used by that person, the white man, I'm a sellout, all that kind of stuff, right? And I noticed that. One thing nobody never called me was a pissed off dad. That's what I was. I said, I'm pissed off because my son is dead. I don't know, white man, what the white man telling me, hey, your son is dead, you should be sad about it. What the hell, that didn't make no sense. How the white man, you goddamn illegal alien, okay? What, I don't need no white man, no, I need nobody to get me riled up, you know? But they want you to don't say nothing, just suck it up. Bullshit, okay? So I invite that family over, and I wanted to know, when you were murdering, of course they did. They was like, yeah, me, my wife, and my son, we were sitting there at the table, and we were all, you know, was it like, screw me? Did you like me? Did you think I was a bad person? Whatever, stuff like that, right? You know, of course you said no, you know. Was you screwed up Donald Trump and Jamil Shaw hanging with Trump and hanging with white people, so whatever he's saying is full of, and I'm sure he was thinking like that, you know, because everybody was liberals, you know, and I just couldn't understand, you know, never get nothing out of him, but I know there's people out there that hate my guts, hate Trump, hate conservatives, hate white people. He got killed. It was like, wait a minute. And then, but it's the sad part, it makes you almost don't give a damn. I mean, I have to struggle to give a damn about some of this crime going on out there. I want to stop it. I try to do what I can to do it. But at the same time, it's like, you don't like that shit, do you? You know, it's a lot of people out there talked about me like a dog, and now somebody in their family has been shot to death, or legal alien got a hold of their ass and killed somebody in their family, or a drunk driver that ran over somebody in their family, and they've been raped by some crazy MS, you know. It makes you, you know, you have to really suck it up. So a lot of times, I just don't say nothing, you know. I remember when people were coming by my house, talking to my individual, and this person is dead, and that person is dead. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going no more. You know, because the same thing. And you SOBs was so busy being used by the Al Sharpton type left wing loon black people that the credit or the help that my son deserved. He wasn't bothered. None of you bastards. You know, and now that he's dead, everybody want to act like they kid. Oh, but now you're in my house knocking on my door. Here, my son is dead. I want to say, oh, yeah. How do you feel? I bet you grieving like an MF. I know how it is. Uh-huh. I bet you don't think nobody used by the white man now. I bet you. And get your word out. How should you get the word out? Nobody give a damn about CNN, MSNBC, 247-11. Everybody know. I ain't looked at a damn TV show that wasn't on Fox in years. I might look at a neighborhood, but they so full of shit, they don't tell everything. You know? And that's like reading a damn book with just in it, and you reading it, and half the shit is not even there. Why waste your time reading that? It's like going to these public schools. And you know damn well they ain't teaching nothing. I'm so glad I don't have no kids right now, but I got a granddaughter. I told my son, my younger son, I'm going to let your daughter get indoctrinated if you're going to do all that, and you know what the hell is going on. But he's like looned out. He's a good kid, but he's been... When my son was dead, teachers used to come to my son and tell him, try to get him to rebel against me. He supposed to be a big time football. He talked him out of that. They made him think that, well, I was making him play football and all that stuff. So he started believing it. He can't. I'm trying to live my life through him. I'm like, what? What the hell? I told him, man, if I was trying to be, do you think you'd be doing what you're doing right now? You would be playing football 24/7. You wouldn't have no friends. You wouldn't do nothing. My son was murdered. See, people don't understand. You have two lives. You know, that other life shows up when somebody, even if it's a slow death, people think, well, if it's as long as it's a slow death and, you know, you. My mother did. And it's like she was shot. It's the same thing. It's all the same. And I tell people that to me and the way my son was murdered and everything that happened afterwards, people tend to think that I'm fading in and out. And they got me held hostage to the point now where I'm using the computer to go. It is so out of for me to be a regular Joe Blow. It's obvious that following me on internet, I mean, anything I say, I'm getting sequestered. I mean, every time something good, you know about it. Just last week, I had two interviews on Fox News. Neither one of them worked out because they screwed up my internet. Screwed up my Skype to where I couldn't even interviews, you know, on Fox. Couldn't get through neither one of them, no matter what I did. Then to make sure that they screwed up my phone. Even last week, I was trying to do my show last week, and they made it to where I couldn't do nothing. And I'm, you know, it's like, it doesn't make any sense. You know, but it's all that cancel culture. People don't understand. I remember when I first started complaining because my son was dead and people started calling me a racist. I remember one of my neighbors said, I saw you on TV. I wanted to say, lady, don't get your ass out of my face. Little old white lady. Now, she moved gone. Okay. Now, because my son is dead and I don't like it. That's why I tell people all the time, screw you. I don't tell nobody. A long time, you know, but nobody really comes to my face because they know I don't give a damn. They're going to get a fight. You know, I don't bother nobody. I don't do nothing. I go about my business every day. But people see, and that's the pitch, because I have no privacy. No matter where I go, you know, you hardly ever see me on TV anymore. I'm about to, you know, hey, how you doing? How's your son doing? Your other son doing? The guy on death row, we heard about. Now, you heard about Gavin. My son's killer's on death row. I haven't had one person has called here to ask me how you feel about it. You know, I don't really get because they don't care. If I say, well, I don't want him, I'm going to do all that fighting. Who's going to help me? Nobody. I fight every day. Who's there? Nobody. If you that big and bad and you so bent on hurting my family by letting the piece of shit that murdered my son out of the population, if you that bad and you that effed up, why don't you let his ass out? I'll kill him. People say, oh, if you can say America is right now, everybody, technically, everybody can do whatever the hell you want to do. Freedom is a bad word now. But we have the freedom. We always did. But now everybody can feel it because the criminals feel it. We can steal anything we want. You know damn well when they stealing. How you going to go into a Louis Vuitton store? You know, can you imagine going into Louis Vuitton, looting? You come out there with $100. You show as hell ain't going to get no purse out of there. A real Louis Vuitton, they don't have a purse in Louis Vuitton that you can take out of there that's less than $900 or less than some price stuff, but nobody goes to Louis Vuitton for low price shit. Okay? All these store people under $900. First they were saying people are going into stores and they're using calculators. They're full of shit. One person in the damn store with a calculator. They know ain't nobody gonna do nothing. What I wanna see is when a security guard kick that or get beat up, and then that's to discourage anybody from stopping them. But if you, it's like you, criminals do it. Have you seen a criminal go right some fire in front of somebody's face and do crime? They're always sneaking up on you. You saw that guy out here with a baseball bat? Piece of shit. They don't even care about that. Even if it's their mama or their daddy, they don't. Somebody, but years ago, this little 17-year-old lady from the valley, from Verdugo Hill, in downtown L.A., her father was working for some loon-ass newspaper. Matter of fact, they put a bullshit story about my son in there. But anyway, one day, the mother, she's an attorney in L.A., she left her purse at home. So she can she bring her briefcase or her, the briefcase. The daughter brought it to her. And all of a sudden, everybody, what the hell happened? They follow all the video cameras, you know, ATM machine, any kind of camera, and they can, you know, that they passed this area, passed that area. They looked in the car. It was this big, black, homeless guy in the car with her. And they're like, oh, shit. Downtown L.A., with her throat cut, it wouldn't even with a knife to use a bottle. You could just, can you imagine how much? Nobody dies right away from death. No matter people say, oh, he didn't feel nothing. Bullshit. If it's just for a fraction of a second, you felt something. You know, maybe, who knows? Who gives a shit? Hey, yeah, he did. I mean, what do you mean? Did he suffer? He did. Of course he suffered. You know. Yeah, I see you guys said my audio screwed up. Yeah. I was right no more. I don't know what's going on. I'll read some of you guys' texts. Let me go all the way back and start from the beginning and just see what you got. All right, India Queen. Indy Queen 86. Indy Queen says, most of the system is run by criminals. It's like criminals ruled by criminals. Oh, my God, you got that right. Hello, where's Julie? Indy Queen, government don't care about people's problems. People surrendered all rights today. Yep, even if you don't surrender, they're going to take it. Because people, you know, in a way, they did surrender it because nobody fights. Crime going on. You don't see nobody in the street saying, what the hell is going on? Not in L.A. I ain't seen one person at all. It's nothing. You know, it's flawed politics. Don't care about you personally. Hello, Nelda, Julie. Julie said, I'm here. Life sucks. You know, I mean, I'm not into that suicide kind of stuff, but you can sort of tell. I just always wonder if they kill themselves. I mean, that's like, you got to really be, you know, something wrong to you. We pretty much spend our whole lives trying to stay alive, right? And when you kill yourself, you know, when you look at the way the world is right now, I could see, I mean, can you, everything that's going on right now, you add rain and I'm sure there's a lot of people killing themselves. The other day, this baseball player, Mike Giambi, after he killed himself, shot himself in the head. Maybe he was broke. But I've been broke so long, there's no way I can kill myself because of money, because you can always get it. Or illegally, but I wouldn't do the legal route, but you can always get money. I mean, you know, you might, if you need a whole bunch at once, that's a... Any Queen says, Trump had his own agenda also. He from the... Oh, it sounds like Indy might not like Trump. Indy says, no one can save America, not even Trump. And the naming color races, we are all human. Not about black and white. It about people talk about rich and poor. I want to be rich. What the hell I want to be poor for? I mean, I'm sure Indy Queen, you'd rather be rich than poor. They try to make it like they don't like money, but everybody got to have money. You can't make it without money. You know, Trump, to me, I can't wait. It's going to be, woo-hoo, it's going to be awesome just to watch all these liberals shit their pants. Because they are. They're going to be shitting all over everything. It's going to be wild, wild west. It's like that now. You know, fight that now. If you're the kind of person that, why not? I mean, what else you gonna do? You know, nobody's gonna save you. But they say Captain said no. Nope. Queen says, how can you support him? Who, Trump? I support Trump because he was the only person that his son was murdered. Barack Obama was running for president. Barack Obama, hopefully you guys can hear my son. So did Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, you know, because when my son was murdered, I was a Democrat. But I didn't give a shit about it, but I was a Democrat because of the family thing. And I remember somebody called me and they said, hey, I had a TV talking about your son. Now, he said he'll be back on at 8 o'clock. It was a 5 o'clock show. I didn't see it, because I didn't Fox News. I'm like, Fox? I never heard of Fox before, right? I just didn't give a shit about the news. To me, the news was like watching Friday the 13th. So at 8 o'clock, of course, I turned to Fox News and Bill O'Reilly, my first time. That was the first time my son was shot dead. I never heard that expression, being shot dead. That was like, wow. Woo! You know, that sounds so final, you know. And I remember thinking, dead, you know. And he was talking to Hillary Clinton. He asked Hillary Clinton about my son. He said, hey, in L.A. was shot dead by the illegal alien. She didn't give a shit. She didn't answer that question. And the reason why I know Barack, you know, if you're running for president against Hillary Clinton, she's on Bill O'Reilly's show, you know damn well. Biden, everybody was watching it. Because after that show was over, my phone rang. Bill Cosby called me that day. Tom Brokaw called me. All kind of people that I would never think would give a damn. And of course, Cosby, yeah. But still, at that time, you know, that was a big deal at that time. Now, of course, it ain't that much a big deal now. He called me. And I was doing a show, and Trump must have heard me. He says, and he called me, and the rest was history. And heard about me and Trump. You go on the internet, see all kind of shit, good and bad. But the people who know the Trump part, I remember Trump called me and asked me, could we have a meeting at the Beverly Hills Hotel? I was like, yeah, what the hell? I can believe it. Was taken over by the, you know, people who supposedly be on my side, you know, like crabs in a barrel. Even Trump asked me, are they with you? No, they're not with me. I thought they were with you. He said, well, we didn't have... If you look at that press conference, the day that Trump was in the Beverly Hills, you'll see me there. And you can see all the people on stage. I don't know where they came. I was irritated. Trump even had to ask me one time, come on, stand right here. I'm like, you know what? I'm out of here. I'm not here for this. This is, I don't know, supposed to be, they got hijacked. It's okay. It ain't your fault. But I'm not, you know, I stood around for a while. And we went downstairs, was waiting by the door for the car to come. Trump then was still upstairs, was still going on. I'm out of here. I was in a barrel of bullshit. I was pissed. But I was, you know, under control. You know, it wasn't nobody's fault. And the door, all of a sudden, here he come. Trump, like, coming down the stairs. I'm thinking, oh, my God. I'm right in the line where he's coming through, right? There's no... I'm standing there. He comes down, he shook my hand, and he said, you know what? You were the first. You were the first. Oh, man, I couldn't believe it. I thought that was it. I was like, thank you, and blah, 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 blah. And, you know, it was over to me. I thought it was over. And again that night, Trump wanted me to go with him to Las Vegas, and he wanted me to go with him to Nevada, I mean, to speak, and I rode on this plane, and man, come on now, I'm me, little Joe Blow from the hood. Nobody cares. It happened to be Donald Trump. Of course I love Donald Trump. If it wasn't for Donald Trump, who would know who the hell I was? Nobody didn't give a shit. Hey, how can we help you? People were calling me, talking about, well, now you know why you can't get no support because of this and because of that. Screw you. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And he called. I remember when I was doing the Blog Talk Radio show, I had on this plane. I said, hey, can you do my show one day if you make, you know, if you make it? He was sure. And he did it. Network. He couldn't even get in. There were so many people calling in that day. It was unbelievable. Everybody wanted to get in on that. Not one black radio show. Not one black newspaper, not one black person asked me anything about that. The whole damn Blog Talk Radio show, the whole studio, the owners never never had that many people on their show at one time, ever. You have to tell me. Donald Trump was there, so you know nobody has got that many calls. Like, a lot of words, you know. Trump got me on there. It ain't about words. See, you stuck on words. You stuck on words. Nothing, you know. I mean, because just for you to talk like that, they all call, but what action did they take? What the hell did you do? I didn't know. And then you acting like, you know, he's so bad. Why are you calling here? You know, if you got a problem, Trump got a hot. You calling here. And what do you want from me? To say, I don't like Trump and all that stuff. He did more than you did. Tell nobody. This is my show. I say what the hell I want to. You know, the few people who call here, you know, we don't. That's up to you. But you can't say he ain't did shit. You know damn well when Trump was here, when Trump was running, we wasn't having none of this bullshit. Gas was cheap. Everybody was working. The Wall Street was going up. All the left-wing loons, everybody was happy. All good. Everybody was happy. There wasn't no wars. So what do you mean just words? What the hell Joe Biden did? He did shit. You the problem. Because you know damn well Joe Biden has dementia. You know damn well Joe Biden. But you're looking at Joe Biden, seriously looking, nine times about, oh, he's a Democrat, so I got to bow down to a Democrat. Joe Biden, just as a normal person, looking at a normal person, you know damn well he ain't right. Now, if you say he's right, then you know you're wrong. See, that's one thing I never did, is if I would have been like you, I would be out there hunting down illegal. One thing I did is said, when my son was first murdered, the first thing I wanted to do was go after all illegal. But then when I realized all of them ain't bad. Now, I still don't like what they doing, but I had people who were going to lie to you. I'm illegally in the country, but that's jacked up to your son. Now, what am I going to do? Oh, it's okay to be illegal? No, it's still wrong. I didn't go, people talking about, I said little kids coming to me. My whole thing was, the first thing I did was go after the gangs. I was so specific because I was always trying to make sure people understood, I'm not going after you, but I want these, and I'm not, no tamale self. And I just want the criminals. I want the gangs. You know, that's what I want. People didn't even want that. They would call me a little alien criminals. They didn't give a shit. So I said, you know what? Screw it. Why am I trying to be so specific? They don't. But if you're illegal in this country, no matter what the hell you did after that, it don't count if it's good. Well, I came here illegal. I went to school and I got a degree. I don't give a shit. You shouldn't have got the damn degree. You know? Can't nobody tell me nothing about I'm having a hard day. Are you dead? No. Then shut the hell up and get out of my face. Can you give me some money because I want to get a cigarette? Man, are you crazy? What the hell do I give a damn if you have a cigarette or not? Everybody else. Get some aluminum cans. There go a can right there. Pick it up. Take your sorry ass down into the recycling center. I'm out here busting my ass trying to make money, trying to pay rent and pay my bills, and your lazy ass out here doing drugs. And the left-wing loons, that's all they care about is crime and homeless. If you walk around your city, you ain't got your own city, you see all that shit all around your neighborhood, you don't even give a damn, then you're the problem. Because when I see it, I don't give a damn. People talk about everybody homeless is not on drugs. Well, then why are they out there on the sidewalk? There's a lot of who were homeless, didn't have shit, was living in their damn car. but they didn't want to be like that. And they not like, if you're homeless, it's because you want to be. Because after a while, your ass is, you. They got faces out there. I know people who have went out there and got houses, jobs, everything. Just like Nelda said, a criminal is a criminal. If you came into this country illegally, you're a criminal. And that's it. I wouldn't give a damn after that. You can't tell me shit after that. I wouldn't give a damn if you were magnum cum laude and you were his best friends. I don't give a damn. I don't have to give a damn. And I make sure people understand that. Just like or what's going on. I don't, she don't have to. That's her right. She ain't got to give a damn about this country. She's a liberal, and she wants to make sure we see that she's a liberal. We see it. We understand. But you still like life, don't you? Friends to be raped and robbed and beat up by illegal aliens or gangbangers or criminals or anybody? Of course not. You could give a damn about somebody getting pushed in front of a train. You don't care. Long as they're not a Democrat. See, that's why when people, Democrats complaining about crime, nobody gives a shit. I mean, you care about the person that was hurt and you wish they didn't get it. That part don't change. But that person that's sitting there crying, acting like they're such a loving person, with 6 months ago, on the police and do all this shit and steal what you want to steal, and then what do you mean somebody killed my son? And now they can't believe it. I cannot believe my son is dead. And she said, Joe Biden, I voted for you, and now you ain't doing shit. What does he expect? You know, Democrats like death. It was like that girl I was telling you about. When they found out that this black murdered their daughter, just because they was loomed out like Indy, they couldn't even grieve. What they was, well, we're not going to change how we are. Why not? Now, you just because of you, advocates, and it was all into the homeless so much that they screwed their daughter's head up. People are okay, and for some kind of way, she gave one of them a ride, and she did. What about that lady that let a homeless person take a shower? You know that's full. You know she was full of shit. You know damn well you ain't got to tell me nothing. Loomed out than Indy. You know, Indy Queen. She probably was more loomed out than that. Who in the hell would let some stranger, you ain't never seen and dirty, that you're going to let me out in your house take a shower? That I guarantee you, only two different things you could say. The lady was a little. Boy, she liked that guy, and she thought she'd give him a shower. She'll get her an in-house boyfriend. Who would she get? Her throat cut. See? Nobody in their damn house. Okay? Loon, they will. That girl was dead that I told you about only because her mother and father was homeless advocates. So loomed out, and they took that girl with them. She thought she was doing a good thing. And when you could see from those tapes, when they passed by one of those ATMs, you could see she wasn't cool with that no more. She was like, what the hell I done did? Her mom and dad, remember her mother said, we're not going to stop doing what we do with the homeless, and we're not going to, we want, put it this way, she said, going because that's what my daughter would want. Now your daughter was throat was cut by a homeless guy. Do you think she'd be like how I want to live anyway. So I don't care. I tell people all the time, nobody can hurt my feelings no more. You know, people can't say shit to me. I always, when people talk crazy to me or try to demean me and try to make me, that ain't worse than my son being dead, so you can kiss my ass, you know. I done heard that how many times? My son been dead 14 years. What about that, Indy? How would you like, you know, for your somebody, your family to be dead 14 years? Her, she's gone off of the thing. Because first I thought she was okay. Then I realized she was a loon. I'm not giving loons no. I'm gonna start talking craziness. I'm gonna run you off, or you can listen to me talk about you. You don't give a shit about me. The way we live in right now is every man for himself. You don't have to give a damn about nobody. You ain't got to kill nobody, but what you hear and what you say, you can do whatever the hell you want to. Physically. Whatever the hell we want to. If you wanted to, you can kill anybody you want to. That's just how it is. Yeah, the police might come when it's over. The reason why we don't kill everybody is because it's not in our name. I kill people all the time just because. Nobody walks around baseball bats and sneaks up on helpless women and hit them in the. Nobody pushes people on the train. See, just think of everybody. Everywhere you go, people were acting like that. It's to the point now where just going outside is effort. Okay? And then you add on to it, everybody getting in on it. What? It's just a matter of time before we get caught up in it. You got to get your gun, a knife, pepper spray, stun guns, and you got to be aggressive. You can't be waiting. Let him know. You see a fool doing them the way they do you, just run up on his ass and put pepper spray all up in his mouth, his nose, and kick him in the balls and fine. He wanted to know what time it was. Well, that's on his ass. He should have been over here. I'm scared to death, so you can kiss my ass. I'm not going to wait until. See, we got to be aggressive. You can't be letting no homeless people follow you home to your door. You can't be walking around L.A. like that. No city. I tell people all the time, this is not Disneyland. I was looking at Julie's comment. That's why I got quiet, because it's a lot. Mill, as we get older, we get tougher. I noticed that. All the little cuts we get. You lost a son. I gained a son from a Mexican man whose mother I know was a Mexican and raped. I got some skin in this game. Looks like that is what happened to Bob Saget. Crushed back. Busted. Now, who in the hell did that? When I heard that, I was like, nobody. So somebody. I heard he was in a hotel room laying on his back with a hand on his chest. Nobody can be just chilling with a back, you know. They don't give a shit. That's how they do everybody. When my son was killed, they tried everything they could to shut me the hell up. I had to go, man, I had district attorneys, deputy district attorneys. I was going to take their. Them in trouble because everybody thought that they could do what they've been doing to everybody. One of the DA's the district attorney said, people used to ask him, what is it about this family? I mean, damn, this is different up in here. They like, they don't give a shit. Don't nothing about them or stop them from saying it. They'll have your ass up in court. I let people know, do your damn job. DAs. Because they talk too much. Or you can't wear that T-shirt. Get the hell off this case. This one guy, he was. We just heard we had a new one coming in today. I'm thinking, oh, shit. Now I hope ain't no crazy person. I walked into the hallway. I immediately knew who he was. I never seen a man in my life, but I knew that was him. So when I sat down, see how long? Well, you are attorney for the family. You sitting over there for what? Why are you sitting over there by yourself? You know who the hell. You should have brought your ass over here and said, hey, how you doing? I'm so-and-so. I'm handling your case. Blah, 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 right? That's what. I sat there. I told my sister, you see how long he going to sit his ass over there before he come over here. Because I sure as hell ain't going over there. Plus, he don't know. I don't know who he is. But I already know. I thought he looked. He's the one, right? Eventually, he got his ass up and came over there. What's your name? I'm Mr. So-and-so. First thing he said was, now you know you can't wear those t-shirts in court. Man, I don't even know your name. You didn't even introduce yourself. You're a damn attorney. Is that how you introduce yourself in court to a grieving family? In my head and said nothing else to him. I turned my head to him so long, he walked away because he knew, oh, shit. So when my head attorney, if I see that piece of shit tomorrow, I'm talking shit. He was gone. As a matter of fact, with us today. I said, I don't like him. I don't trust him, and he was gone. They lied and said he bumped his head. He crushed him. Somebody killed him and probably robbed him. I was listening to the Kenan John show today. I think it was Ken or John. I forgot which one. The conservative one. I think it's John. Even though I'm not 100% sure because I get them mixed up. But anyway, he was saying that his friend and a bunch of them went down to see the Rams celebration today. He said that took their wallets and phones and all kind of stuff. Man, that shit was going on at the Super Bowl. There were people saying, there were people. It happens in L.A. all day long, every day, all day. People walking down the street getting robbed, taking their purses, getting. You can't do shit in L.A. no more without a gun. And one thing about it is that most of the guys be robbing you. Most of the people walking through those stores stealing, they don't have nothing. All it takes is somebody just grab them on the neck and choke them down a little bit to where they can't be too aggressive and kick their ass. What does the guard say? I mean, what do the people say? Banks. I remember back in the day, you go into a bank, you need a gun. Now you're going there with a piece of paper. Give me your money or I'm a... Your money. You know, they don't care. You can't depend on nobody but you. Disneyland, you should be walking around here like you're in a damn cemetery. You know, in 12 midnight. By yourself at 12 midnight. Your ass head on a swivel. You know what I mean? You hearing things. Somebody's walking behind you. You looking around, you turning, you looking, you on alert. That's how y'all live in L.A. How you left that 40 times. And that guy followed her that damn far. You know what happened? She had her earplugs on. I guarantee you. I'm surprised he didn't get it before he got home. But he knew. He could see that. She don't know him back there. From what the tape that we saw, nobody going to follow me like that. Every time somebody get behind me, I'm looking because I'm scared. Oh, man, nailed up. What's his mother's name? What's his mother's name again? I was in Washington, D.C. once. I was in Washington, D.C. getting somebody else. Oh, man, I forgot her name. Yeah, but Joshua, man, that was jacked up. And Dustin Inman, all them, man. I remember all them. I used to meet everybody. You know what happened to, we lost all our clout when they lit that Project Chicken Tear in there. Her last name was Espinoza. I should have known better because her last name was the same. But she came in there and she was money hungry and tried to get everybody into one group and make everybody under one umbrella, which was her writing starting. And she, you know, turned everybody against each other. And before you know it, that was it. That was, I don't know what, bye now. That's why, you know, we had a lot of power at one time. When I met the Wilkerson family, everybody, you know, the last 10 years, we were all together, and then they infiltrated. And they sort of messed up, too, with Stephen Miller. But when they were doing what they were doing, early when they had, what's the guy's name? I'll figure in a minute. There was a guy, the campaign manager. He was better at it. He could get everybody together and let everybody be under their own umbrella. But Steve Miller and them, when they got into it, they wanted personal stuff. So they recruited somebody who they thought could deliver all the families at once. Remembrance Project, which was the biggest mistake they made, but it doesn't get no publicity because, you know, nobody gives a shit. They put her like, hey, can you get the family? We need the family, you know, we need some people to come to the White House or to this function or to that function. They, wow, people started rebelling and she couldn't deliver nobody and everybody just fragmented, nothing went. The office, the families and stuff, that then Laura, thank you, Nelda. Laura, you know, and that was one person, because me and Laura and the Remembrance Project lady had a big meeting, and we were all on the same page, me and Laura. Just, you know, she separated everybody, made everybody think, no, they couldn't trust each other, and everybody just faded away little by little. We're all fragments. I want to start it back up. If you talk to Laura, and I want to get something going to where everybody can be under their own umbrella, but we all come together to do something because, you know, I don't know what to say, but thank you for everybody for, you know, I'm glad we dealt with, what's her name? She won't be calling back no more. You know. Yeah, Indy Ali or Indy Ari or some Indy Queen, he said. Yeah. The country, you consider me bad. She called here, started some shit, and then she couldn't handle it when everybody took. She gives a damn. 10 seconds, y'all. Thank you for everything. I'm still trying. I'm trying to support me like I used to. Everybody is. Screwed up, you know. Yeah, tired to get hurt. Yeah, that's how they are. They just call in and talk shit. You know, I have people do me all the time. They'll call and I say, like, yeah, what else is new? Good night, Nelda. Good night, Julie. And see you guys next week. I can't even cut it. Can't even get to the music. Can't get to nothing. I hate this shit. I mean, I hate just, you know, how they just control you to where you hostage taken. See you next week.